Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Entertainment Schmig.
It is Entertainment Schmig. It is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness now. It's the right fit for everybody. You've been listening to the best of Courtney and Company all morning, but right now we are live for Schmig, and why not? There's a lot going on, but not doing it by myself. Sue Thomas joining me.
Hi.
Hey, Sue, you ready for this Schmig?
Oh, yeah.
And we got a special guest. Sue and Chris, you guys have met before at the Blues Victory Parade.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, Sue, great time to meet you.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Yeah.
The whole day. It was because of you, I think.
I think so, too.
My brother, Chris Convy, joining us in the studio for the Schmig. A lot of Kirkwood people in here, guys, and I'm into it.
Okay, Wood.
I'm real into it. Let's get to it. Eric Stone Street. Are you familiar with Eric Stone Street from Modern Family?
Yes, love him.
He plays Cam on Modern Family. Everybody loves him. He is from Kansas City, and he's a really big Kansas City Royals fan. He does a lot with Kansas City Royals charities, all this stuff. Well, guess what? I don't know if you heard, the Kansas City Royals were just sold. Eric Stone Street, part of the group that bought him.
Hello. Are you kidding me? I didn't know that.
Cam from Modern Family owns a part of the Kansas City Royals.
Well, you know, he's a coach, Tim, so at least on the show.
Oh, that's right.
And it's mainly football. But other than that.
Well, regardless, yes. You saw this coming.
You got to get that Modern Family money.
Right? Oh, they do make a fortune.
For real.
Wow. It's probably not too much. He did say, he said, when this opportunity arose to invest in the Royals, I couldn't think of a more exciting or fitting way to combine one of my passions with my love for the great people of my hometown. We don't know exactly how much of it he owns. Maybe like a backup shortstop or something. But it's unknown what his stake is. It's probably very small. He's part of the new group, which has more than 20 members.
That's awesome.
Still a big deal.
We should think about, I don't know, buying into the Cardinals one
yeah.
day.
Why? We need that Modern Family.
Hello.
Can you imagine? That'd be so cool. Millie Bobby Brown, we all know from Stranger Things. She's all over the place. She was in the Godzilla movie. And she just did a huge speech at like the UN or something that everybody was raving about.
Wow.
She's really impressive. Her next movie is called Enola Holmes, where she plays the little sister of Sherlock Holmes.
Ooh.
She's going to make more than $7 million for it.
You know what? Good for her. I think she's a great actress.
She should buy some of the Royals.
Yeah, she should look in to the Royals. She's British. I don't think she's as big of a baseball fan as,
you're probably right. Yeah.
As we are.
Maybe there's a cricket shortstop available.
Yeah. That's a good call, Sue. She's just 15 years old. Her base paid there is $6.1 million, and she gets another $800,000 if it performs well. She's got a producer credit. That comes with $500,000. I mean, she's
good for her.
Producing this thing. It's pretty impressive. And if there's a sequel, it goes up quite a bit. And I got to think, if this goes all right, this is going to be a series.
I love all Sherlock Holmes. And if they're going to put somebody on as another person, I think she's perfect. I would be in.
Yeah, the little sister. Yeah. Sign me up. Man, speaking of movies, this is crazy. So Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, Ruffalo works.
Ruffalo. Yeah. People say it four different ways, and I don't know. He plays the Hulk, obviously, in the Avengers movies. He's very likable. He's got a new movie out as well. He pitched the president of Marvel Studios on an idea. I guess the president of Marvel's like, so Mark, you got any ideas? And he goes, yeah, Hulk versus Wolverine.
Now you guys are going to be all about that. I'm like, what? What?
You wouldn't pay $7 to go see that, Sue?
I like Wolverine. I don't want to get anybody all torn up with the razor. I do not care.
Just Hugh Jackman and Ruffalo in a movie?
Yeah, I like the two of them if they weren't, dressed up like a giant green man. And I just, no.
Okay, fair enough. Chris?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Big fan.
I would imagine all men love that idea.
Yeah. I can't. Because the only, superhero versus superhero we saw was Batman versus Superman, which we all know was kind of a disappointment.
Stinks.
And there wasn't much of a battle between those two anyway. This, I think, could be huge. No word if anybody's taking it seriously. And no word if they can get Hugh Jackman back. He says he's done with the character after he made Logan, which is a great movie. But something like that. Who knows?
How does the Hulk just not get torn up by the claw thing? I don't know.
You want me to break it down for you, too?
No!
You want me to break down how superpowers work?
No!
Okay. How about this? America's Got Talent. There is some changeover. A lot of people reporting that both Gabrielle Union and Juliana Huff are out because of a toxic culture that included inappropriate jokes and constant notes about their appearance. Every single taping, they were told, you know, you got to do this, and you got to look like this, and the weight, and stuff like that. It's crazy that this is still going on after all that we've kind of been through, but they're out. They're also, Jay Leno got dragged into this. They were around when he made a joke. I won't even get into it, but inappropriate joke, not about one of them, but just sort of a, it was about a certain, he was making a joke about Korean food being made of dog.
Oh.
And they didn't react well
to it. That's some old school stuff.
Yeah, that's some old school stuff.
Hey, kid, you know. Eat the dog.
It's like he's here. It's crazy. Anyway, they're out. So we'll see. Now, you know, that's a tough job to fill at that point with all these stories. That stuff gets out and it's hard to go back.
But you know what? I love that these, like, you know, TV shows especially, but businesses are cleaning up this horrible culture that they have. It's like, it's too much. Get rid of these guys making it terrible for everybody.
It is at a point where if you're making mistakes now, it's on you. Because the headlines are out. You got, you know, it's on you. New movies out this weekend, Queen and Slim and Knives Out. Either of these excite either of you?
Knives Out, I want to see.
They both look really good to me.
Yeah.
I'll check them out. Mm-hmm. We got another Schmig coming up later. If you missed anything, you can check it all out on the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have more of the best. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thanks, Al. It's Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convy, your guest today. Oh, got to turn this down. Here we go. Your guest today, my brother Chris Convy.
Woo!
And the great Sue Thomas also here for Bonafide or Bogus. Here's how it works, guys. I make a statement. You guys guess whether it is Bonafide, true, or Bogus, false. Sound good?
Okay.
Your topic today, what else? It's Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Hang on, I'm going to get some good music going here.
Okay, that was abrupt.
Is there Thanksgiving music?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Ooh!
Yeah, pretty good. Game feels good. Music, all right, here we go. You ready for your first statement?
Yes.
Bonafide or bogus, the first Thanksgiving lasted 3 days.
Chris, I think that's legit. I think that's bonafide.
I agree with you, but I'm going to go with bogus just for fun.
All right.
It is bonafide.
Yay! Ugh. Kirkwood High School people.
Bonafide. It was to celebrate the pilgrims' first harvest, and it did, in fact, last 3 days. Up next, bonafide or bogus, there were no spoons at the first Thanksgiving, only knives and forks.
Ooh, all right, Chris, I don't know about this.
I'm going to go with bogus.
Okay. I'll go with bonafide because it's so weird.
It is a bit weird.
It's one-to-one, folks. It is bogus.
Oh!
Yes. There were no forks because they hadn't become popular yet. They ate with a knife, spoon, and their hands.
Well, that's delightful for 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. That's why they had to cut it back.
Did they have napkins?
They're like, our hands are filthy. They just used those big the things under their...
like the ruffles.
The ruffles under their chins. Yeah. It was great. Pilgrim style, right, guys? Bonafide or bogus, a group of turkeys is called a rafter.
Oh, shoot. I'm not sure if it's rafter. It is something weird, but I can't. Chris, you want to go first? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to say bogus.
I don't think it's... Well, I'll go bonafide.
Feels like it's a gaggle.
You guys really...
It might be a gaggle.
No, it is bonafide. It is, in fact, called a rafter. One definition of the word raft is a large collection, so that's probably where it came from.
Okay. Oh, you got a raft of... Okay, I get it.
Yeah, makes sense.
I still don't. Sue, can you explain this to me afterwards?
Raft equals a lot.
Up next, bonafide or bogus, the record for most mashed potatoes eaten in 30 seconds. 1.3 pounds.
That's bogus, I know, because I've done way more than that.
was Guinness there?
Yeah, they weren't there.
It doesn't matter.
They weren't there. But in my heart, I know that that's bogus.
What's your record? How many pounds are you putting down?
16.
Wow. Remarkable.
16, the man pounds. Says.
Sue, what do you say?
I'll say bogus.
1.3 pounds in 30 seconds. It's bona fide.
Wow.
Good for them.
It was a guy in Germany. He set the record in 2016, and nobody's touched it since. This might be the year. If you're breaking that record, you're breaking it on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
You got to.
And finally, Thanksgiving. Bona fide or bogus. Thanksgiving is on November 28th this year. That is the latest day of the year it can possibly fall on. It'll never be on the 29th or 30th.
Bona fide.
I hate the word never. What were you going to say, Chris?
Well, I think it's bona fide. My mom keeps saying this is the latest Thanksgiving ever, and I believe her.
All right. I'm going to say bogus. The word never is what's getting me.
Chris lives in California, so any chance he has to get in good with my mom or score those points, he does.
Okay.
Didn't think he would bring it to my place of employment to do that, sure. But he just did.
Yeah, he did.
You've been really hard on mom lately. You know, and so I kind of care about her more than you and I.
I respect that. Let's move on. It is, in fact, a bona fide. By law, Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday in November. So the earliest it can happen is November 22nd, and the latest is November 28th. The last time it was on the 28th was in 2013. You guys remember that. Mm-hmm. And the next time it'll happen, 2024.
God, I love mom.
That's
Mrs.
been
bona fide.
That has been bona fide or bogus. I don't think we have a clear winner. But you guys both did great.
I feel like we're both winners, Sue.
Participation trophy.
Yeah,
that's very great.
Very impressive. We'll play another game before the show is over. Right now, Sue Thomas, how's this wind? It's all I'm hearing about.
It's crazy. Okay, the wind is nuts this morning, but we have...
Things you didn't know. I thought there was a sounder there. Turns out there wasn't. You like that, Sue?
Jingles are...
They're fantastic.
I just like watching Chris react to them. It's fun.
Oh, that's true. They're pretty good. Yeah. I won't play the ending of Things You Didn't Know. That's a sound you're not going to enjoy. It's Things You Didn't Know with me, Tim Convey, joined in studio by my brother Chris. Sue Thomas here as well. Before we go into the things you didn't know, I just learned something. Sue, you were asking as we listened to that Ed Sheeran song about how tall Ed Sheeran was. You said he looks short.
Yes.
And I agree with you. Chris had some inside intel on this.
Well, Tim, how tall would you think he is?
5'7", 5'6"?
Yep, I would have said my height, 5'8".
How tall are you, Chris?
Well, you know.
How tall are you, Chris?
A lot of people say that. I'm 5'8 and 7/16".
I'd have said...
Well, you're taller than me, Chris.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, people say that my broad shoulders make me look 5'9 and 25/64", so...
I would have thought Sheeran was about your size.
You know, he's taller than me for sure.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
How tall?
If I had to guess, I would say 5'10". I would have thought he was like 5'4".
Yeah.
But he was shockingly taller than me.
Interesting.
And more handsome in person.
Oh.
I'll give that to old Ed.
Oh, Sheeran? Looks good.
Yeah, he looks good. And by the way, probably the second nicest person that I've ever met, like in like, you know, celebrity music world.
Sue Thomas and then...
Yeah, first yeah. Sue Thomas.
Yeah.
Was he wearing cargo shorts?
No, he was not wearing
really?
Cargo shorts. Awesome. He was wearing kind of baggy-ish jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Wait, Chris, who's the nicest? Who is number one?
Number one is Sia.
Really?
Yeah, I love Sia.
Not that I shouldn't be that surprised.
Too.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, kind and interested. She's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's okay. Australian?
Yeah.
Okay. You're killing in the traffic studio
yes,
today. I can leave. Let you guys just do some comedy. I'm in for it. All right. Things you didn't know. No sound effects today because Kevin is out, but we are going to be on theme. I'm going to tell you some things you didn't know from popular Christmas movies.
Ooh, okay.
Here we go. Here's something you didn't know. The shower scene in Elf wasn't in the original script. It was added after director Jon Favreau learned that Zooey Deschanel was a good singer.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's a cute scene, too.
Yeah, and she's a great singer.
She's like, I'm singing a song.
Siri, order Chinese food. Here's something you didn't know. The fight, this is also an elf, the fight between Will Ferrell and the fake Santa could only be done once because the department store Christmas decorations took weeks to make, so they had to get it.
Oh, wow.
Or they had to start all over.
Oh, that's funny.
Here's something you didn't know. This one's new to me, and I'm surprised I didn't know it. Because Bruce Willis had to do a lot of things barefoot in the original Die Hard, including walking on broken glass, and we remember that scene.
Yes.
He actually wore fake rubber feet, which you can actually see if you look hard enough.
No way!
I watched the video. It's really funny.
Okay, is it obvious? I'm gonna watch that.
Huh?
Is it pretty obvious?
Yeah.
No way. And I've actually thought, gosh, I wonder, I mean, how did they do that? I've actually had the thought, how did he do it? How did they shoot him walking over all that stuff? And that never occurred to me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Big rubber plastic feet. Now you know. Here's something you didn't know. No, I'm saving that one for last. I really like it. Here's something you didn't know. Before Jim Carrey got the lead in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Eddie Murphy and Jack Nicholson were considered for the part.
Insane.
No.
Eddie Murphy makes sense, but Jack is, that's insane.
It'd be a whole different Grinch. I'd kind of like it.
That's a real Grinch right there.
Yeah.
It's far more realistic.
Yeah. No makeup or anything. Mm-mm. He just shows up. Here's something you didn't know. It's a Wonderful Life was shot in the summer of 1946, and sometimes they had to shut down production because of the heat.
Oh, that's funny.
I love that movie.
Anybody want to do a Jimmy Stewart? Oh, it's so hot out here. I'm afraid we're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
That's a deep cut for impressions. It's good.
It's not bad.
Well,
I'd get the moon for you if it wasn't so hot out here.
Huh. Yeah.
Like 15 of your listeners will understand that
Sue,
one.
Sue, anything? That's not a bad Jimmy Stewart.
Don't appeal to Sue. She's not old enough to know Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Chris, you are a very, very good man.
Here's something you didn't know. I've never seen this movie, but I feel like we talk about it on the show three times a week. Emma Thompson wore a fat suit in Love Actually.
Oh.
Everybody happy now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I'm thinking of it. I got it. Oh, yeah, of course she did.
Here's something you didn't know. I did know this. In Home Alone, they show a photo of Buzz's girlfriend. Buzz, mm-hmm. the brother he doesn't
and
like.
And then Macaulay Culkin goes, woof.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a boy in a wig because they didn't want to be mean to
yes.
a little girl.
Oh, good.
Here's something you didn't know. Disney had a strict policy against hiring ex-cons, but they made an exception so that Tim Allen could star in The Santa Claus in 1994.
Oh, I forgot.
It was a cocaine thing, I think, with old... Because I remember being, like, a little heartbroken when I found out about it, because I loved Home Improvement, and it just didn't make any sense to me that this, like, America's dad could have done something wrong.
Isn't that what he did?
Yeah.
Had he met Wilson earlier in life, he'd have talked him out of it, talked some sense into him.
So
that's
true.
The neighbor, right?
Yes. Okay, yes.
It's another deep cut. Should I go back to that Jimmy
Hopefully
Stewart?
They would have seen eye to eye on that. I don't know.
Sorry. That's good.
Not bad. Sue kind of liked it.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm sweating out here. We got to shut down the production. And finally, this is crazy. A Christmas Story.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Love it.
Flick's tongue. Remember when he gets...
Sure. How could I forget?
Flick's tongue was suctioned by a hidden vacuum to make it look like it was stuck to the pole.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. That's another one that you look at and go, what? Is that a fake tongue? How is that happening?
Because they're pulling it.
Yes.
Pulling. That kid was a good actor.
That seems like one of those things that they did in the 60s that was too dangerous. Like, they would never do that now because there's, laws against hurting children.
Oh, yeah. You could get away with whatever back then.
What would Jimmy Stewart say if his tongue were...
Rude on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Everybody's out but me, Tim Convy, joined by my brother Chris and Sue Thomas in and out because she's pulling traffic duty for a few stations. We were just talking about that song Rude by Magic and that the friend of ours made a joke. What was it?
It's my favorite.
I'd be rude too if my daughter was marrying the lead singer of a Canadian reggae band.
Let's give Emmy Blotnick credit for that.
Yes, Emmy Blotnick.
Pretty amazing.
Great comic. She makes a... She makes a good point. Thanksgiving, obviously, is tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great one. Hope this wind settles down a little bit. Because today's the biggest travel day of the year in St. Louis. It's not pretty with all this wind. Flights are getting moved around, so be real careful. And, check your flights and stuff if you're making your way to the airport. New survey. They ask people what they're most thankful for. It's all the things.
Mine's mom.
It's all. All right. Chris came on the show today simply to earn points with my mother because he lives in California where I'm here, where I get to spend quality time with her all the time. And Chris is taking to the airwaves to try to compete for my mom's affection.
Yeah, mom's what I'm most thankful for.
What do you think people said on this survey, what they're most thankful for?
I mean, it's got to be like, you know, family, friends.
Health.
Money.
No, not health. Money. Money didn't make it. Career did, which is kind of the same thing. So number one was family, 58%. Number two was health, 22%. Number three, friends, 6%. Four was career with just 2%.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of crazy.
But what I want to know is what, like, those are all the standard things that you would say at Thanksgiving. Like, yeah, I'm thankful. Yeah, like I said, mom, because she's my favorite person.
All right, all right, all right.
And you like other people more than her.
I do not.
But like, what is something that you're thankful for that isn't, that's like a little more superficial?
That you're not going to say at the table. When people go around, a lot of people after dinner, before dinner, whatever, go around, say what they're thankful for. What's the thing you're not going to say? We want you to text us yours. The thing you're actually very thankful for, but you're not going to say it at the table. So it's 314-531-9898. Text us. You got one?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
That I think I have maybe like a year, maybe two left on a good hairline. Because she's going back.
That's a good way. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. I'm thankful for those 2 years.
Thankful for it now as opposed to ungrateful that it's going.
And I will be very ungrateful in 2 years, son.
Yeah, I know. We won't have you on the show that year. Other things? Things you added to your life this year in 2019.
One thing, I love my car. I got a 1989 Toyota Land Cruiser, white.
And you got in an accident within what, 24 hours?
Within 24 hours. I was rear-ended. It's not like it was my fault. But I'm still thankful. Every time I walk out in the parking lot, I love that car.
You drive like a maniac.
What about you?
You know what I introduced to my life this year? And I know I'm late on it, but it's...
Working out.
No, I've been doing that for a while.
I can't tell.
Yeah, appreciate that. Because I'm so tall up here, it's hard to see. You know what I started doing is the neck pillows on an airplane.
Like the one that goes around your neck?
Yes, because people look ridiculous, but I was having some neck trouble, and I'm like, fine, I'll do it. I will hop in, and I don't regret it. So that's on my list. Have you ever done it before?
No, I have self-respect.
I don't anymore, and it is fantastic. It's gotten me a long way. Right. We'll come up with some other ones we want to hear. It's Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convy. It is brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. You got one location in the Del Mar Loop. You got the second location in the Southampton neighborhood and the third and newest in St. Charles. Chris, you're a Salt and Smoke guy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Big time. We love Salt and Smoke. Also, we are officially on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. People want to see what my brother looks like, and he's here. There's Sue. There's my brother. All right, back to me. That's what you guys are here for. We totally get it. There it is. There's the music. Time for some food stuff. Follow us on Instagram, though, at Courtney & Co. Y98. Now I have to find my food stuff story. Sue, you missed it, but a second ago we were talking about the things you were thankful for but didn't want to say at the... that you wouldn't say at the table. Yeah, it's not the friends and the family.
Yeah,
stuff.
I gotcha. That you wouldn't say at the table. All right. If people come up with interesting stuff, I'm trying to think one I would even say.
You think about it. There's some good ones we're going to get to in a moment. But right now, food stuff. The world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to give you some details, and you guys try to guess how much we're talking about here. Sound good?
Okay.
A meal for 12 people. It includes basically the fanciest imported version of every Thanksgiving food possible, plus a cruise and Super Bowl tickets.
What?
Homestead Steakhouse in New York City. Is that a place you go a lot?
No.
You ever heard of it?
No, I've never even heard of it.
I haven't either.
Two gold-painted, gold-dusted, and gold-flake free-range turkeys. a $1,200 a pound Spanish bacon on top of candied sweet potatoes, $300 a pound white cheddar cheese from the UK, gravy infused with a $3,000 bottle of Louis XIII cognac, which is the only cognac for me.
You gotta love gravies.
Cranberry sauce featuring $250 per dozen Japanese strawberries, a seafood stuffing made with lobster and 1,600 an ounce caviar, and asparagus seasoned with $91 per ounce Korean salt.
Oh, man.
12 people, you get Super Bowl tickets. What do you think?
I don't know. Is that even a... Is that $1 million? Is it $750,000? I don't know. Chris.
I gotta be honest. I missed the premise of this whole setup because I was thinking about salt and smoke. This is dead serious. I have no idea what we're supposed to be doing right
now. It's those smoked chicken wings, isn't it? I love those.
What's your favorite thing in salt and smoke?
I like the, I like the popovers a lot.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't be ashamed.
But like, obviously the brisket's unbelievable.
The number I've got here, $181,000. I think that's per person.
It has to be per person.
Yeah, I think they're saying they'll take up to 12 people, but I think that's per person. Because the Super Bowl take, I mean, that's just...
Alone, right?
That sounds crazy. Yeah.
Again, no idea what we're talking about. Love the pulled chicken at Salt and Smoke.
We'll move on. This is a good one. This is sensitive to our family. Okay. And if you want to just plug Salt and Smoke throughout, you can.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
Tom loves it. Try to focus on this one.
Okay.
Best time of day to eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, I have people over at 2. I'm serving 8 people. We start at 2 because to me, it's in between. It's not lunch. It's not dinner. And that way, I don't have to eat 13 meals. I just eat one giant one. But I'm not sure that's the most popular time.
People mix it up. So just a few years ago, my sister, her now husband, we were supposed to...
Oh, boy.
We were coming in for Thanksgiving, and none of the brothers lived in St. Louis at the time, right?
So okay.
So we were excited to come in for Thanksgiving. And my mom says, we're going to go over to Khaki's now in-laws family. And we're like, no. Like, we're only in town for so much. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go over there for dinner. And she's like, okay. We'll just go over there for dessert.
Yep.
Okay.
That was the compromise.
We're like, okay, sure.
Mom, we want you to make that big dinner for us.
Yes.
We'll play ball, but we're going to do dinner at home, and we're excited about it. And then she announces that dinner is at like 2 p.m. because we got to be over there at 5 for dessert.
Classic Kate Convy bait and switch.
It was. You know, Kate.
Highly manipulative.
Well, you know, in her defense, you did announce that she needed to make you a meal.
Yeah.
Instead of going to someone else's house.
That's a compliment. How much we love her cooking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She gave it to you at 2 p.m.
I mean, I love her cooking. I know that. You, earlier today, in between, you know, segments here, were talking about how you didn't think Mom was that great of a cook, but I... do think she is.
I didn't say that, but you on air seconds ago, I heard you refer to the classic Kate Convy bait and switch as if that's something she's done throughout your life that maybe you harbor some resentment about.
No resentment. Love you, Mom.
All right, I want to break down these percentages. 1% of people say they do their Thanksgiving meal before noon. 8% say they do it between noon and 1. 12% between 1 and 2. 13% between 2 and 3. You guys get the idea here. The point is it's broken up.
I would have never guessed any of that.
The highest is between 4 and 5, and that's at 15%. Only 11% do it after 6 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, you would just roll into bed. I have to eat early enough that I can digest it and not feel disgusting when I go to bed.
I think I'm a 5:30 guy.
Yeah. Huh? When you sleep until noon or 1, you're going to want a later dinner.
Well, that's true. I just don't sleep until noon or 1.
It makes sense. How many Thanksgiving dinners will you eat? So we had a big Thanksgiving dinner here yesterday at work at about 11:30. People brought in things, and then the meats were provided by Salt and Smoke, so people were flipping out. Go ahead. What's your question?
But how can you call it dinner if it's at 11:30?
Just because it's Thanksgiving-themed, that's just what you do?
It's a bit of a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic
Y98 bait and switch.
According to a new survey, 50% of people will have just 1, 16% will have 2, 7% will have 3, 3% will have 4, and 2% of people are having 6 or more.
I want to be a part of the 2%.
Very popular
person. I want to be the 2%.
How is that even possible?
I love Thanksgiving food.
I do too.
It's so good.
We got leftover Salt and Smoke in the refrigerator. Go grab them. That's Food Stuff brought to you by Salt and Smoke. We'll be back in just a little.
sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Your second favorite set of siblings, the Joe Bros on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Tim Convy here. I'm the only one here. We got Sue filling in for Lance. My brother Chris Convy in as well, in town from California for the holidays. Good time so far?
So good.
I mean, what's on your hit list?
Just hanging out with mom, basically.
All right, all right. She's not listening anymore. She's not that into it. We asked you guys earlier the things that you were thankful for. There was a survey, and obviously things like family and friends and health. And all. Not that there's obviously that's everybody's favorite. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But what are the things you're thankful for from the last year that you're not saying at the table? When everybody goes around and says what they're thankful for, maybe this is the one that secretly you're thankful for, but you're not saying it out loud. We got some really good text messages.
This is actually my favorite one. The Blues, here's a text message. I don't know who it's from, but it says the Blues winning the Stanley Cup in my lifetime.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And just the memories of that parade, the victory, all that. I think that one will actually get said at a lot of dinner tables in St. Louis.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. It also, like, for me, because I don't live in St. Louis, like, it gives me a legitimate boost of confidence, because instead of people being like, oh man, saw you guys choked in the Stanley Cup, they're like, man, that was awesome. So it's a fun one for me.
It's a pretty good one. Too. What else?
This one. I finally bought some knee-high UGG boots, and they're hands down the most comfortable shoes, and I get so many compliments when I wear them.
That's great.
That's not my personal one. I just read that.
Sure.
One.
It's a text message. But, I mean, a good pair of UGGs goes a long way. If you've got one, text it 314-531-9898. What else?
Tim and Sue are killing it today, thankful for the show, which I sort of resent a little bit.
No, because Tim and Sue are on fire.
But there's
today.
Three people that are on the show today. Yeah, so
she mentioned that two of them were killing it.
But I'm just saying, like, the three of us are on the show, so I think they just forgot about me.
She's just not thankful for you.
Okay, we're moving on to the next one. The one person is thankful for quality toilet paper.
I agreed. That's a good one.
It is a really good one. And then I don't know. Is Sue? No, Sue's not available, but I don't know what dry shampoo is, but somebody is thankful for dry shampoo.
My buddy Sean, we talk about dry shampoo comes up on the show every now and then, and my buddy Sean was able to clarify for me. It is, in fact, it's like a powdery thing you put in that I guess to some degree cleans your hair, but I'm also told it's really good for if you put too much product in. It kind of undoes it. It reverses it if you put too much mousse in, which you way too much mousse on you today.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
In front of Sue.
I know. Anything else? Any other good ones?
I bought a new car for the first time in 40 years. It has many great features. And my absolute favorite in the wintertime is the heated seat. Somebody's thankful for their heated seat.
I think those are all good. Yeah. I thought we were going to have more sort of indulgent things that you really would feel guilty about, but these are all very positive things. Also, mom texted. Congratulations to Linda from St. Louis. She is our winner. She got qualified for the $10,000 shopping spree. That takes place at West County Center December 13th, brought to you by West County Center and First Community. You'll have another chance to win around 12:20 with Jill Devine. And now you know what time it is.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. It is the right fit for everybody. Join Club Fitness today. Where are my Schmig stores? Oh, by the way, just Tim Convy in here today, joined by my brother Chris Convy and the great Sue Thomas.
Yes, Sue.
Hi.
Sue, you've been gone both times we did the thankful thing.
Yeah.
We got some great ones.
You know what I'm thankful for? That Sue's back on the mic.
Yeah, me too. Got rough there for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Things you're thankful for but you wouldn't admit at the table. We had a lot of good ones.
What were some of the best ones? Or that you like?
A lot of people thankful for the Blues winning the Stanley Cup in their lifetime.
For sure.
That's
for
a good
sure.
one.
Somebody is thankful for quality toilet paper.
Hey.
Oh, a new one just came in that they are thankful for sweatpants and weird dreams.
That's great.
Sue likes
I'm entertained
it.
By that.
You guys have one, text it in 314-531-9898. Here is some schmig. Oh, Billboard changing its rules to combat chart cheaters. Here's the deal. Kanye West, Tyler, the Creator, Post Malone, Ariana Grande, are all artists who scored number one albums this year, particularly thanks to bundling. Do you know what bundling is?
No.
It is basically when you boost your album sales by throwing in download codes with merchandise or bundling them with concert tickets. So go play Enterprise Center and you could be like, oh yeah, buy a ticket and you get an album. And then you're like, oh, we just sold thousands of albums.
Wow. That's pretty cheating. Genius, yeah.
It's cheating, though.
It is
cheating. Let's be honest, it's cheating.
It's genius cheating, Chris.
Yes, it is. All right.
Because if you're an artist who sells a lot of t-shirts or you're out on the road constantly, it's going to be easier to hit that number one.
Yeah.
It levels the playing field a little bit. Man, this just keeps happening. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. There are lovers and haters out there. You know what I mean?
I'm
a huge, huge fan.
It's amazing.
It's a modern classic. That thing will be around forever, and it happened within my lifetime.
Yeah, but it's barely even modern. I think it's 30 years old or 25 years old. It's either 30 years old or 25 years old this year.
That's crazy, but I think you're right.
It just broke 2 world records.
Wow.
Sorry, 3. On Monday, they appeared at Mariah's Christmas show in Las Vegas to present her with 3 official Guinness World Records. Highest charting holiday song on the U.S. Hot 100 for a solo artist.
Wow.
Most days on the UK singles top 10 for a Christmas song.
Wow.
And number 3, most streamed track in 24 hours on Spotify for a female artist.
Dang, you go.
Yeah, get him, Mariah.
She's not done.
Don't hurt him.
Fall Out Boy is going to appear on a upcoming episode of The Price is Right.
That's so random. I kind of like that too.
I'm not really tuned into The Price is Right, and I enjoy it when I see it.
Sure.
But it's not something that's really on my radar. They do a rock music themed week of episodes every year.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Okay, that's kind of funny.
So Kiss was on the show earlier this year. One of the guys from Killswitch Engage, I know that's one of your favorite bands, Sue.
How did you know?
He was actually a contestant, and he did real well. He took home a 2015 Honda Fit and a truck.
Wow.
Fall Out Boy is going to be on in December 9th. The episode's not going to air until January, but you can get tickets and go. That'd be pretty cool.
I hope they win like a bunch of Wave Runners and a Winnebago.
Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're competing. Wait, maybe they are.
Surely this goes to charity, right? I mean, they win that Winnebago and then donate it. No?
Pete Wentz needs a Winnebago. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Did you guys, Sue, I feel like you saw this. Did you see the documentary Free Solo?
Yes, it was fantastic.
Unbelievable, right?
Unbelievable.
Is that the one about
how Han Solo is captured by Jabba the Hutt
and
the movement for him to be freed? Solo? No, it is not a part of the Star Wars universe.
It's nuts. It's is it El Capitan? Is that the one he's climbing? Whatever it is with no ropes, it's insane to watch.
It's about this guy, Alex Honnold, I think that's how you say it. He's a free climber, which means no ropes, nothing securing him in. He just climbs these enormous mountains with nothing holding him in, and the documentary is remarkable, but he just rescued a climber who had a fall. This woman, 33-year-old Emily Harrington, who's a huge climbing champion, she lost her grip and fell from a formation while attached to her climbing rope. She was using a rope, suffered injuries. It was pretty bad. But Alex sprung into action, got to her quickly, stabilized her while emergency personnel arrived, and then he got right back on that mountain again.
Good for him.
But it's a big deal. He's a cold-blooded dude. To climb these mountains without a rope or anything, something about your brain has to be a little different, and his is. It's a big part of the documentary. It's amazing. Free Solo. Check it out if you haven't. Rolling Stone, we're getting all these not only year-end lists, but decade-end lists. Rolling Stone put one out, the most iconic music moments of the decade. And Chris, you're not thrilled with this list.
Yeah, I mean, the list is pretty weak. I mean, one of them is Robin Thicke ripped off Marvin Gaye's 1977 hit, Gotta Give It Up. But some of them are sort of interesting.
But that I would argue, because that didn't change the game. Because that was all of a sudden just the style of music, because they just said he ripped off the style, not the melody. So it sort of, it did change things.
All right, but this just feels a little bit weak. But what I want to know is if you can guess what year some of these things were from.
Okay, try me.
Okay, Tupac Shakur performs as a hologram at Coachella. What year was that from?
I think that's a good iconic moment. 2014?
Sue, do you have a guess?
15?
2012.
Oh, boy, that's longer ago.
You got two more for us?
Yeah. 13-year-old Rebecca Black releases her viral hit Friday.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Friday.
A long time ago. 2010?
I'm saying 13.
11. 2011.
Dang.
You guys are close.
Yeah, one more.
You're circling. All right, let me see. Which one of these is cool? Oh, here's one. James Corden and Mariah Carey do the first carpool carry. Oh.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Black Eyed Peas on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Time for your celebrity birthdays. Tim Convy here, my brother Chris, and Sue Thomas. I don't have the birthday music. I apologize. We're gonna do them regardless. You guys cool with that?
I'm cool.
You want to do some back in the day
first? We love jingles, though.
Yeah, we do. So we are.
How about this? In 1980 on this day, Bosom Buddies debuted.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Superstar Peter Scolari and a guy named Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the show.
That had a good theme song, right?
It was Billy Joel.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Wasn't it?
Oh, I forgot
keep
that.
Keep it to yourself. It's my life.
Yes.
Yes.
10 years ago on this day, Tiger Woods crashed his SUV near his mansion in Florida.
That was 10 years ago?
Unreal.
Uh-huh.
Unreal.
And 6 years ago, Frozen came out, the first Frozen. It made just under $1.3 billion worldwide. Frozen 2, by the way, has already cleared $370 million.
Jeez.
I thought Frozen 1 overrated.
Is that right? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm embarrassed.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not sure you're the demo for
that.
No,
I'm definitely not.
Gonna throw that out there.
But right? I just watched like a year ago to see what all the hubbub was about. Doesn't make sense.
Not into it?
No.
I'm gonna try to find this birthday song.
Only one good song in the movie, as far as I'm concerned.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Let It Go one.
Oh, all right. Good.
There we go.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
Feels much better.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll start with just today's. Today's aren't that great. You know him best as Steve Urkel. Jaleel White. How old is Steve Urkel today?
Huh. You first, Chris.
47.
I think that's a good guess. I'm going to say 45.
43.
Huh. Right. Wins again.
Bill Nye, the science guy, also celebrating a birthday over the weekend.
Ooh, Bill Nye. It's got to be 60s, Chris. 63.
67.
Sue, very close. He's 64.
Done, Sue.
And I got a lot of days to work with, so we're going to pick off some other celebrities. Former host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart. How old's Jon Stewart?
Oh, weekend? You first on this one.
57.
Nailed it. 57.
Is he really? Yes. Dang.
Got it.
A win.
That was Kevin the intern not here. One of his favorite people. Not really. Chrissy Teigen. How old's Chrissy Teigen?
35? I don't know.
37.
34.
Huh? All right.
Okay.
And now back to back, two people, not to brag, but two people I've met. I've been in her house. We can't do the name drop thing.
Yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Name drop.
You've been in her house?
It's a long story.
Oh my.
It's not nearly as impressive as it sounds. It was a party. There was 45
I went to a party at her house too.
Slow down. I met her first.
Okay. All right.
How old is Kaylee Cuoco?
Did she know that either of you were there?
Yeah. You don't even know her name.
Kaylee Cuoco. I know her.
How old is she? How old you? Since you know her, Chris, how old is she?
It was a birthday party, so that would have been
34.
Nailed it. She's 34.
Wow, yes. Man, when you're on,
when
you're
you go
on.
To somebody's house, you learn things about them.
Not
when
nearly,
you go through their trash.
Not nearly as impressive, but yeah, I've met him too. Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
I had dinner with a couple other people with Clay Aiken.
No way. What? How did that happen?
It's a long story. A friend's mom was a huge Clay Aiken fan.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
She won dinner with him in an auction, and I got to go. Sue, I don't need to tell you this, but what are Clay Aiken hardcore fans called?
I don't know.
Claymates. She was a claymate, and I had dinner with Clay Aiken, and
She took Tim Convy of all the people.
I know, he was just lovely. How old is Clay Aiken?
I would say, well, he's got to be 30-something, right? Because it's that long ago. 34?
Way off.
41.
41!
Oh, yeah, I'm killing it! Oh my gosh, you are killing it.
You got it.
I got three.
Everything I think happens 2 years ago. Turns out it's 25 years ago.
We'll do one more before that. I do. Billy Idol is 64. I would have thought he was more. and finally, Ben Stiller. How old's Ben Stiller?
I'm saying 54.
Nailed it! Longest birthday segment ever.
Random. Totally random.
Sue comes out on top.
What do we call fans of Sue? Because I want to be one of those.
That's a great idea.
Nothing.
What do you think? Sue Thomas. It's hard to play with.
I'm going to think of it during the break.
Sue Thomas fans.
Oh, boy. Traffic looks fine this morning if you're just headed out. We don't have much. So it's super windy, but most people have the day off. I shouldn't say most. A lot. So we do have some heavy volume on westbound 44. It's a little bit slow, just west of 270. Look for heavy volume behind that. It's just headed into the construction zone. I can't really see it on the cameras. It looks to me like maybe the right lane is blocked just past 270. Anyway, take it easy out there. If you're headed in from Illinois, no serious delays. And even eastbound 6440 looks great all the way into downtown. In for Lance, I'm Sue Thomas. That's your Give Hope, Give Local.
T-Swift on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Just Tim Convey in here from the Courtney and Company show.
Well, not just.
With my brother. Well, I'm the only regular cast member here.
That's true. Okay.
My brother Chris joining us and Sue Thomas as well, who's stuck around for another segment.
Yes, sir.
We're going to wrap some things up here. Lots of texts and we appreciate it. We appreciate you guys texting 314-531-9898 with the things you're thankful for, but maybe you're a little embarrassed about your thankfulness for it. Maybe these aren't the things you're going to be saying at the table. I said that I got on board for those neck pillows for airlines. I'm excited that that is a part of my life.
Really?
Yes. I'm thankful for that.
That's a good one.
I'm thankful that my boss let us do the show today.
Yes.
Did I tell him in advance?
No.
Not really?
Not today.
But the point is, it's almost 10 o'clock and he hasn't stopped us, so I'm thankful for that. Other good texts, Chris?
One guy, I'm thankful for Tom Hanks. He can do no wrong.
Agreed.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
I like this one. I'm thankful that there are shingles still left on my roof this morning. Very windy today.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I'm thankful about that. Here's one. It isn't something we're thankful for, but Tim, please include Chris on Instagram Live. He's a cutie patootie. So that's a good text.
That's not a text. You just wrote that down.
Okay, sure. And this is a weird one. I'm thankful my neighbors moved out and my new neighbor that moved in is hot.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. These are the things I'm talking about.
Yes.
I like the people. Good people of St. Louis are thankful for some quality stuff.
Yes. Speaking of quality stuff, we also, some people texted in with some ideas. We were trying to come up with, what do you call Sue Thomas fans? Chris said the men should be called tomboys, which I like. But there were a few other ideas on the text line.
Here's one. The Thomas Hawks.
So instead okay, of, that's kind of funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
This I came up with this one, but then the next one is amazing, and that's the one it should be. But here's mine. The Connoisseurs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Sue kind of likes that
very
one.
Very clever.
Connoisseurs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because it also is like, it feels dignified.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and fans of Sue, they've got dignity.
Yeah, this whole thing seems dignified.
Yes. I'm Sue Thomas, and that's traffic with dignity.
Yeah, and the connoisseurs are like, yeah, we love it. But I think the big winner is the Sue Crew.
Oh, that's the Sue Crew.
I'm a member of. I'm currently a charter member of the Sue Crew. I'm the president.
You want to be president?
I'm the CEO.
Geez. I'll be secretary.
You're the postmaster general.
I'll take that as well. Yeah. Sue Thomas, thanks for sticking around.
Sure.
Big plans tomorrow. What are you making all kinds of stuff, Chris? You don't know this.
Yeah.
Sue, just a fantastic baker, certainly a cook as well.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I do. I like to do my own Thanksgiving, so I start with the pies tonight. So tonight is pie night. I think we're doing pumpkin and an apple.
Hello.
Wow. Right?
Love
just
that.
To balance it out.
And do you make those?
Yes. And then I do my own whipped cream, but the morning of.
You make your own whipped cream? No one makes their own whipped cream.
Sue does.
It's easy. It's really easy. You just, you know, whip heavy cream with a little bit of vanilla in there. And
get my down.
198, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Tim Convy here with my brother Chris, who's been filling in all day. We've had a good time. That was Florida Georgia Line with Nelly. One of the things I'm most thankful for this year is that Nelly show. Kevin and I got to go out to Alton and introduce Nelly on stage, meet him briefly, and the show was incredible.
No way, you met Nelly?
I didn't send you video or pictures.
You probably didn't. I didn't watch
it. I did.
It.
You just neglect me. You're a bad brother.
Tell me about Nelly.
He was fantastic. He couldn't have been cooler. So nice. So cool. He wore a, Bradley Beal's, an NBA player that went to Chaminade. He wore a Chaminade jersey on stage, which is cool. And he couldn't have been nicer.
I love that. Nelly's one of the things I'm most proud of, because I live, obviously, outside of
St. Louis. We get it. In Hollywood. Listen, we're not impressed by that here, Chris.
No, I know. But Nelly is something that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
It gives me a little bit of a boost.
Thankful for you, might
I'm
say.
Thankful for Nelly.
All right. So the day tomorrow with the old Convy family, we'll eat probably around 5 or 6.
Yep.
And then other than that, a whole lot of lounging, right? I'm trying to get the parade in.
It's the laziest day of the year for a very lazy family.
It's when a lot of people say it's when we're at our best.
Yeah, it really is.
Others, Dad says it's when we're at our worst, but I think we do some impressive work. I'm going to watch that parade. I'm excited about the parade. Lots of good performances. Mm-hmm. But I'm hearing, because of the winds, not unlike how windy it's been here, windy in New York City, no floats. Or not floats.
Balloons.
Balloons, yeah. The Snoopy and the SpongeBob, all that stuff.
Well, what is it without those? Like, there is no parade, really.
No, you still got floats that are just the regular driving floats.
Oh, and then those, like, lip-synced performances.
Yeah.
Those are so weird.
Yeah, some of them are fun. But no, they're a little weird. The Broadway stuff is good. I like seeing the Broadway because it's all the hip shows from the year do some sort of performance.
Okay.
And I think they probably get a lot of business from that, where people are like, all right, I'll go see that one. I'll go see that one. But
do you remember any of them? Do any stick out as like exciting performances that you've seen at a Macy's parade?
Or I'm like, oh man, so and so really killed it.
Yeah.
No. Because it is lip syncing.
Yeah.
So they're only going to take it to such a level. But it's fun though. The idea of, I just think parades are fun. We just did the Blues Stanley Cup parade.
Oh my God, it was awesome.
It's a very different parade than the Macy's thing.
It was one of the best times I've ever had.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
So exciting. I got to touch Stanley Cup for the first time, which I know that like everyone in St. Louis has touched it since that, since they won it. But like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
They were just carrying it down the street.
It was awesome. It was, highlight of 2019 for sure. I just like watching I like the idea of there's a marching band and somebody's singing a Broadway song and there's a ridiculous float and then Snoopy's up there.
It really does seem up your alley.
Yeah. But what are these people? I like all things touristy. I like.
Yeah, you do.
I worked in Times Square and everyone's like, oh, it's miserable. And I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Times Square brag.
Yes. All that stuff. I don't know. I'm super, super into it.
You also love a souvenir.
I love a
I don't know
souvenir.
Anybody. I've never met anybody that loves souvenirs as much as you do.
Souvenirs, just like free stuff anywhere. I was talking to somebody the other day about gambling. Like, I don't care for gambling. But if I go to a casino, like, I'm going to spend that money on a cool t-shirt from that casino.
Yeah.
It's more exciting.
You have more Hard Rock t-shirts than anybody I've ever met.
I wish those are going to come back in style before too long.
No.
And I'm going to be way ahead of the curve. I'm going to be like, this is an original.
No.
When mom and dad went anywhere in the 80s, they were required to bring me back a Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt. Even if that town didn't have a Hard Rock Cafe, they had to figure it out.
They had like a generic, well, some cities have like fake ones, like generic ones.
All right.
Yeah. We should do one for Columbia, Missouri, because it like pretends to be a cosmopolitan city, but it's just Columbia, Missouri. Hard Rock, Columbia.
Hard Rock. I'd be into that. Yeah, they'd have to. They'd go to like the Ozarks, and they'd be like, "Well, here's one from Istanbul."
Yeah, you know my favorite thing about the Hard Rocks. My favorite memory is Nick Niehoff hating you for making him buy a $15 hamburger because you wanted to go to Hard Rock Chicago for your birthday.
$15 hamburger, not that bad. Back then it was a little worse, but yeah
that was like in the late 90s.
I know, he's still bitter about it. We'll probably see him tomorrow. Any other things you're looking forward to tomorrow?
The food, the lounging, sweatpants all day.
You gonna make some dips happen?
Yeah, we gonna be dipping.
I think I'm gonna make some twice baked potatoes.
Oh yeah, you're good at that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.